Good morning and welcome. Lord of the morning, I awake to this new day with all of its possibilities, its uncertainties, its many faces, and its underlying mystery. May I be able, in your strength, to move through this day free of anger or bitterness, so that when I meet my neighbor or encourage the stranger, I may recognize your face. At this time, I'd like to invite everyone to stand and greet each other in the spirit of Christian love. May the peace of Christ be with you.
Our sound technician was just here, and I stand up and say good morning and make a run. Sorry about that. You got your morning exercise in.
Here.
Again, good morning, and I do offer a warm welcome to all present, and especially any visitors that we have this morning. If you would be interested in receiving information about our church, see one of our ushers for a welcome packet of information, or in the narthex next to the altar, there is a shepherd's crook, and there is a bag of information. But if anyone can help you, please don't hesitate to ask. As a reminder, please sign the registration sheets in the red folders located at the end of your pew. Pass it to others in the pew and then bring it back to the center aisle. If you have a prayer request this morning, please complete the 3x5 index card that you'll find in that red holder and then put it in the clear holder at the end of the pew, and the ushers will bring it forward to Chris this morning. I would like to highlight a few announcements, as I do, I'm going to ask Jack to come forward. Summer camp is very much approaching, and it's not too late to register if you haven't done so yet. Please contact Camp Steward Laurie. And Jack, you're on.
Morning. A week away. We have 7 more days, and we'll be leaving the church, 27 people now, to add an additional room to the Lance family trailer. And as in every year, I've come before you and thanking you for your generosity. I think Pat said we're down to maybe 3 food items, non-perishable food items that haven't come in, and they're probably sitting back there waiting for us. We thank you very much for those donations. We, again this year, have brought 2 pieces of lumber that will be placed in the floor joists of this new room. Then they're in the narthex. Some people have taken it some time to sign their name, put a little note. I'd encourage you to do that. This will always be there in that room to undergird this family. It's really a significant way that you can be a part by just signing your name. Also, those of you who may have ordered T-shirts, they are in. They're in the assembly room. Back off the narthex to the right near the pastor's office. And if you haven't already, please make yourself available to pick those up. As Missy said in the email when she said they came in, we were going for red. They're a little bit more maroon, but the message is much clearer, I think, on the darker color. So those of you who ordered them, wear them in pride. We will have them on next Sunday. On a negative side, a few weeks ago, Debbie Massimino, our financial secretary for the church, contacted Pat with some information with regards to the monies that had been coming in for the work trip. And we had budgeted $4,500 for this build, not knowing exactly what the final number would be, and just received that this week. Due to some circumstances beyond my control, it took 2 weeks longer to get that information back. You know, if you send something to somebody in their email and they've never sent to you before, it goes to junk? Yeah. Well, fortunately, I kind of stumbled across that this week. But the bad thing is that number will not change. And therefore, we are some $1,500 under our goal. I only bring this up not as a negative thing, because this church has been so generous over the years. I can't emphasize that enough. But one of the things that I shared with our work team last week when we had our meeting was that perhaps everything has a season, and perhaps these larger projects that we've been fortunate enough to do, I mean, think about it, folks. You put an entire truss roof over a mobile home 2 years ago. Quite a large undertaking. Now it would probably cost $2,000 more to do that because of the cost of lumber. But perhaps it's the season for these larger projects has come, and we're going to look to do something a little smaller. As Pat said, we've put ramps on for handicap. We've put some decks on. I'm not really interested in remodeling because any of you have ever done any remodeling, you know that in 3 days you're never sure what you're going to get yourself into. But there is a children's collection today, and Tracy's going to talk a little bit about that. I don't want to steal her thunder. But if you could give generously to that, we would certainly appreciate it. The T-shirts are also bringing some additional monies in, but the positive end of this is that we will, no matter what, we will change the life of this family this year. And if the funds are there, the additional funds come in, fine. If they don't, we will go back to our surplus that we've had because of your generosity over the years. I only hope that we are in the black at the end. Again, thank you. We covet your prayers. Continue to keep this in your prayers. Looking out at the 10-day forecast, it doesn't look good. We've been experiencing a lot of rain, and we need it, but not when you're trying to build a room in 2.5 days. So continue to keep the work trip in your prayers, the Lance family. And, again, we thank you for your generosity, and God bless you.
Thank you, Jack, and certainly he would not steal my thunder. If any thunder and applause is warranted, it's to Jack and Pat and George and Diane, who have spearheaded this project for how many years now? 23rd build. So let's a round of applause. And again, just to highlight a few of Jack's comments, the annual work trip is in Philippi, West Virginia, and we've been going there for the whole 20-plus projects. It is a remote area in Appalachia, in West Virginia, and I know the people have been very much touched by First Church. So during the children's collections, it's usually maybe pennies and nickels and dimes, but if you can find it in your heart, dig a little bit deeper, and let's not hear any of the money that goes into those coins, or into those cups. It means it has to be that paper stuff. So dig deep, if you could, to support this wonderful project. And also thanking all of those who brought food items. I think there are just a few. If you did not remember your item today, please, they're not going to turn it away. So give Jack or Pat a call to say, I have 30 pounds of T-bone steaks. Can you use them? All right, moving on. A message from Zach, our youth minister. Youth group will be held at the normal time today from 2 to 4. The Golden Heights trip needs to be rescheduled in the future. So again, youth group will be held normal time today from 2 to 4. Also, a reminder from Penny, our sound lady, and also Bible school coordinator, it's not too late to volunteer your time to help. Volunteers are desperately needed for Bible school. It could be one night, it could be all week, it could be any amount of time that you can offer. So Penny, if you could raise your hand, Penny is our sound person and in charge of Bible school, if you would like to volunteer for that wonderful outreach for our children. Also, it's not too late. Did I do that? Oh, I guess I did. Wow, that woke you up. Reverend Lake is at conference today at Grove City, but he did ask me to remind you that he will start a Bible study this Thursday, June 18th. It's a 6-week Bible study on Jonah, and it starts at 7 p.m. Everyone is welcome. You don't have to pre-register. So if Thursday afternoon you're not sure what you're going to do for the evening, come on down for a 6-week study on Jonah. And I do ask that you take a look at all of the other announcements in the bulletin today and for the meetings and other events held in the life of our church.
I just wanted to do the normal routine announcement that, as Tracy was talking about volunteers for Vacation Bible School, we still need volunteers for our normal every Sunday worship service. We need sound technicians. We need worship hosts. We need people to sing in the choir, which you notice is absent and will be throughout the summer. But we need people to help to do these things, the ushers and so forth. If you worry about not being able to do it, let me tell you a little bit of a story. If anyone here knows Charlie Osgood, Charlie and his dad were my worship hosts this morning and will be for this whole month. If I can do it and Charlie can do it, you can do it. It's not that hard. If you would like to volunteer for any of these things, you could either see me or the pastor or Diane or Tracy or Penny or Josh, and we'll get you squared away and we'll get you to the right people. You don't have to be perfect. You don't have to know what you're doing. That's what these people are here for, to help you learn what to do. Diane's a very good teacher with most of the stuff. Tracy's a very excellent speaker and can get you straight on that. Penny and Josh, of course, no equal when it comes to the sound. And we have a wonderful usher teams. But we do need help. We run through the same people all the time. And part of worship is about you giving back to God and you serving Him. So please consider it and pray hard. And if you can, see one of us, and we will be glad to welcome you aboard and get you on your way.
I would now ask you to please stand and follow along under the heading of Call to Worship, reciting your response to my prompt. We come broken.
This is a story of hope.
We come fearful.
This is a story of peace.
We come cynical.
This is a story of liberation.
We come empty.
This is the story of life.
Please remain standing and join me as we say our unison prayer together. Gracious God, our sins are too heavy to carry, too real to hide, and too deep to undo. Forgive what our lips tremble to name, what our heart can no longer bear, and what has become for us a consuming fire of judgment. Set us free from a past we cannot change, open to in which we can be changed, and grant us to grow more and more in your likeness and image, through Jesus Christ, the light of the world. Amen. And please remain standing for our hymn of praise number 298 in your red hymnal.
How are you doing today?
It's
good. It's nice to see all you coming up. Good morning. So, do you guys know what sin is? What is sin?
When you disobey God.
When you disobey God. That's a very good explanation. Do we know what kinds of sin there are? Do we know what makes us sin? Or what we would call a sin? Would not listening to your parents be a sin?
Sure, that would.
What else? What else would be a sin?
Do you know what a sin is? Can you tell them what it is?
Stealing, yes. Stealing, that's right. Killing something.
Yes, that's true.
How about being mean to someone? like a brother or sister or a friend. Ooh, that would be humbling. Yes. Most definitely. You know, this color changing just a little bit in that glass. Make it a little bit more obvious. See, you think we're kind of a yellow color now? Well, when we sin, and we keep going, it just adds on to talk with each other. And eventually, it changes what we as a person look like. And it changes how we act. So, when we start to notice changes like that, how do we get back to that nice, clear color? We ask God for forgiveness. That's right. All right. Let us pray. Dear God, help us to recognize when we are changing due to our sins, and recognize that we need to ask you for forgiveness and for you to cleanse us and make us pure again. Amen. Now, I have something else that will help you along your way. Okay? One of the ways God tells us what sin is through the Bible. So I have five Bibles here for you guys.
This is what I was saying earlier. This is our children's message. And if you could please dig deep in your pockets and make a donation to our work trip to Philippi, West Virginia. Thank you.
Wandering down some pointless road tonight.
I was lost in the moment. Thank you, Deb. That was beautiful. Our scripture reading this morning is from the book of Jeremiah, chapter 18, verses 1 through 11. This is the story of the potter and the clay. Hear these words. The word that came to Jeremiah from the Lord, "Arise and go down to the potter's house, and there I will let you hear my words." So I went down to the potter's house, and there he was working at his wheel. And the vessel he was making of clay was spoiled in the potter's hand, and he reworked it into another vessel, as it seemed good to the potter to do. Then the word of the Lord came to me, "O house of Israel, can I not do with you as this potter has done?" says the Lord. "Behold, like the clay in the potter's hand, so are you in my hand, O house of Israel. If at any time I declare concerning a nation or a kingdom that I will pluck up and break down and destroy it, and if that nation concerning which I have spoken turns from its evil, I will repent of that evil that I intended to do to it. And if at any time I declare concerning a nation or a kingdom that I will build and plant it, if it does evil in my sight, not listening to my voice, then I will repent of the good which I have intended to do to it. Now therefore, say to the men of Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem, says the Lord, behold, I am shaping evil against you and devising a plan against you. Return every one from his evil way and amend your ways and your doings." This ends the words found in the book of Jeremiah. Our responsive reading this morning is number 785 in your red hymnal. This is from the book of Psalm, chapter 51, verses 1 through 17. Please recite your response to my prompt from Psalm. "Have mercy on me, O God, according to your steadfast love. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. Against you, you only have I sinned and done that which is evil in your sight, so that you are justified in your sentence and blameless in your judgment. Behold, you desire truth in the inward being. Therefore, teach me wisdom in my secret heart. Make me hear with joy and gladness. Let the bones which you have broken rejoice. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and put a new and right spirit within me.
Cast me not away from your presence, and take not your Holy Spirit from me.
Restore to me the joy of your salvation, and sustain in me a willing spirit.
Then I will teach transgressors your ways, and sinners will return to you.
Deliver me from death, O God, God of my salvation, and my tongue will sing aloud of your deliverance. For you have no delight in sacrifice. Were I to give a burnt offering, you would not be pleased. That ends our reading from the Psalms. At this time, I'd ask our ushers to come forward for the presentation of God's tithes and our offering. God of grace and mercy, thank you for your Son, who you sent in the flesh, Jesus, your anointed, to walk in our midst and to teach that your word and will might take root and grow in us. Bless what we give you this morning. Renew the message of love and hope that will be planted and take roots in others who believed in you. We pray all of this in the name of our teacher, Savior, and Redeemer, Jesus the Christ. Amen.
You may be seated. Are there any joys or concerns that you would like to share? I was asked earlier to mention that, as seen in your bulletin, Paul Shank passed away on Wednesday, June 10th. The funeral is going to be tomorrow at Ott's Funeral Home. And we're not sure of the time. It's either 10 or 11. So please check in the local paper or with the funeral home. There will be a viewing today, 1 through 5, I believe. Are there any other joys or concerns? I'm going to invite everyone to turn to the prayer hymn, but it is not what you see listed in the bulletin. We changed it. It is now hymn 382, Have Thine Own Way, Lord. And during this time, the chancel rail, as always, is open. Renewing God, trusting in your infinite grace, we confess that we need your healing and your forgiveness. For all that is broken in our minds and body, we ask for your healing. For all that is amiss in our choices and our relationships, We ask for your forgiveness for all that works against life and blessing in our hearts and in the world. We open ourselves to your transforming grace. Heal us, forgive us, and make us new. Let us continue on by praying in the way that the Lord has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Today's scripture reading comes from both Luke and 1 John, and I'll start with Luke. At the very time, there were some present who told him about the Galileans whose blood Pilate had mingled with their sacrifices. He asked them, "Do you think that because these Galileans suffered in this way, that they were worse sinners than all other Galileans? No, I tell you. But unless you repent, you will all perish as they did. Were those 18 who were killed when the Tower of Siloam fell on them, do you think that they were worse offenders than all the others living in Jerusalem? No, I tell you. But unless you repent, you will all perish as they did." And from the book of 1 John, "This is the message we have heard from him and proclaim to you, that God is light, and in him there is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with him while we are walking in darkness, we lie and do not do what is true. But if we walk in the light as he himself is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he who is faithful and just will forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us." This is the word of God for the people of God.
Thank you, God.
Well, as the kids told us, there are quite a few sins. Some don't sound too bad, and some are just terrible. But what is sin? Sin is error or wrong. When we were created pure and without sin. As we grew, we made choices, some right and some wrong. When we walk with God in the light, we do not sin or err. But we do sin if we walk in darkness, because darkness can't exist in God. We separate ourselves from our guide and our friend. We get lost in doing what we think is right instead of doing and acting as God wants us to. We lie to ourselves. Each minor or major sin changes us and pushes us further away from God. White lies, not tithing, being disrespectful to people. The occasional, I really don't feel like going to church. Or when we were younger, how about, I hate that teacher for giving me an F. Or, I'm mad at the pastor because he didn't say my name when talking about birthdays this month. Or how about, I blamed the neighbor for something that I did. Or I stole from the office. How about I turned my back on someone in dire straits when I knew that I could help? Or I got mad and I hit my wife. Or how about I turned someone away from God? As these sins continue,
They just build up on each other and change how we look. All sin adds up to the same result, the darkening of the soul that God created pure. Notice that it doesn't matter what the sin was or how severe, because all sin is the same. We become darker and further away from God. If the visual isn't enough to convince you, then how about that reading from Luke? We are told that all who sin will perish in the same manner. Scary, isn't it? Many of you right now are running over your life in your head. So how do we get clean again? We can't do it alone. But we have the best help we could ever have. God sent Jesus Christ to help lead us back to Him. And as we get closer to God and walk more in the light, and finally fully in the light, we find out an amazing thing. God, through Jesus Christ, our Savior, has the power over sin. Sin cannot exist in the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. But if we are close enough to truly walk with God, sin cannot exist in us. When we truly repent, for that is the only way, and ask God to forgive us, God cleanses our souls and washes us clean. He is the potter that destroys the fault and reshapes us and remolds us into what we are meant to be. The one who has ultimate power over sin. When we bring Jesus into our hearts and accept His forgiveness, our sin exists no longer. The stain that we made of our lives is now made white as snow. Let us pray. Dear God, we pray that You will keep walking beside us and keep drawing us closer. Help us to recognize when we have strayed and when we are getting further away from You, and when we need to be cleansed by Your Holy Spirit through Jesus Christ. Help us to ask for that forgiveness, and help us to walk closer with You. Amen. Our final hymn today you'll find as an insert in the bulletin. So join, let us stand and join in singing "Jesus Paid It All."
Thank you.
Go out into the world in peace. Have courage. Hold on to what is good. Return no one evil for evil. Strengthen the faint-hearted. Support the weak and help the suffering. Honor all people. Love and serve God, rejoicing in the power of the Holy Spirit. Go now in peace.